Welcome to Open Studio, a program where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. My guest today is Chris Cathers, Executive Director of the Kentucky Arts Council. We're going to chat about the Arts Council's upcoming event, the Kentucky Crafted Market, open to the public March 7th and 8th at the Kentucky Horse Park's Alltech Arena. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
So a lot of folks listening may have visited the Kentucky Crafted Market and be familiar with it and what it's all about, but how would you describe it to someone who's never been before? Maybe they just saw the sign on I-75 and decided to get off on the ramp and check it out. How would you describe the event to someone who's never been?
So I guess if I were doing like my elevator speech to someone, I would say it's all things creative in Kentucky under one roof. The fact that you have the arts at the forefront, we bring and celebrate the culinary arts, we have performers, we have the literary arts, and the opportunity for the public to connect one-on-one with the makers who make this artwork. It's a wonderful experience. It's set against a beautiful landscape of what you think of when you think of Kentucky, when you visit the Kentucky Horse Park. So you think of the green rolling meadows, you think of the horses running in the field, the fences. That backdrop is what you see as you come into the horse park. And then as you make your way back to the Alltech Arena and go inside, it's a celebration of all things Kentucky and our art and reflected in our foods and in our literature and in our music and in our performances. So I think you get all that exposure in that two-day event.
Is there a cost for people to get into the event?
So to get into the horse park, there is a $10 entrance fee, but for the show itself, right?
Okay.
And after that, no, the show itself is free.
And I do want to return to that because I think it's an interesting question to ask about, you know, what, because I know that hasn't always been the case. I'm interested in like what impact that has had on the show and the artist. We'll return to that. But
sure.
What does it mean for an artist to carry the identity as Kentucky Crafted? What have they had to do to earn that?
So there's an application process and that an artist would go through to be juried into the Kentucky Crafted program. And when I say juried, you're submitting your artwork for review by professionals in the field and critiqued on its marketability, its quality craftsmanship. And so to get the seal of approval to be considered Kentucky Crafted, I consider that the, you know, upper echelon, the top tier, saying that your product has met these rigorous standards. It shows the quality craftsmanship, the marketability, and has the opportunity now to be marketed as a Kentucky-made product.
So visitors to the Kentucky Crafted Market are seeing what is ostensibly the best in Kentucky-made art and craft.
Correct.
So you mentioned a few other things before about sort of poked at some other things that people could see at the market. In addition to the artist, what are those things that people can see and even participate in?
So one of the focuses of the show is a hands-on activities area. So we want this to be a family, fun-friendly event. And so you as a family can come out and there's something for everyone. You know, in our hands-on activities area, you have the opportunity to make art and participate in projects that are being produced by different organizations around the state. And so you can go down there, have that experience, make something, take it away with you. You also have the opportunity to sample foods. We invite Kentucky Proud producers to come in and offer samples, and you can buy their products while you're there too. So anything from jams and jellies and salsas to cheeses and fudges. So imagine being able to walk around and sample some of those products. At the same time too, there's music playing in the background. We have a market stage in which we have performances programmed both days. So you have an opportunity to go and listen to music, take in performances, and these are artists from our performing arts directory. And so they're available for bookings around the state and in festivals and in venues. So you get to sample that as well. Walking around the Alltech Arena, you get to see small business owners doing what they do best. And they're creating their artwork. They're making it available. It's presented to you in a beautiful, accessible way. And one of the realizations I see each time I'm at the show is just how talented Kentuckians are. You come in here and you're amazed at the quality, at the breadth of products and offerings that they do. I'm just proud to be a Kentuckian, to see the talent that we have in our state. So you visually, you're taking all this in. You know, you're hearing the music in the background. You're smelling the flavors of Kentucky. It's just an overall wonderful sensory experience.
I mean, having been, it is kind of an all-star level of in terms of Kentucky's creativity.
Yeah, I feel like we really roll the red carpet out for our artists in the Commonwealth, mm-hmm. and they get an opportunity to showcase that to, you know, a wonderful crowd, a very supportive crowd of people who want to buy local art. And, you know, that's always been one of the big messages for us, is that we want you to invest in your local economy. And one of the best ways to do that is to support and buy local art and craft.
And these are artists from all over the state. So they are, you know, if you're buying from them, you're supporting them in a moment, but you're also supporting them in their communities without having to actually go to that community, right?
Absolutely. And you are giving a boost to the local economy by making those purchases. It's an opportunity for people to connect with artists maybe they didn't know were in their counties or in their communities. It's also an opportunity for people to have a reunion with artists who they may own some of their artwork, or their family has kind of become loyal customers to them. And so they get to reconnect with the artist each year, tell stories, buy gifts. And I mean, nothing says Kentucky more than giving a gift made by somebody in the state and you putting the thought into it to buy that gift for that particular person.
A moment ago, you mentioned you said the word small business, and I want to return to that because I think it's an important thing to remind people that essentially if you know an artist personally in your life or know of one and you know a small business owner, so you've got essentially so many small businesses under one roof there at Alltech Arena. What does that mean to the artists themselves?
I think it's validation of a career path and of an investment they have made in their lives to, one, take their ability to create and put it out there for others to buy, but others also critique. And so there's a kind of a vulnerability and personal connection to creating something from your heart and having others view it and seeing the reaction of those people. You know, this experience itself, we're reminded that they are small business owners. They're the innovators who create opportunity. They support their families and they help drive the economic growth in their communities, both large and small. And Kentucky Crafted has the ability to help facilitate that.
I made sure in the introduction to talk about in the introduction that the market is open to the public March 7th and 8th. But in fact, the event's also open March 6th to wholesale buyers and corporate buyers. And I know that's not a public day. That's not a day open to the public, but I think it's important for people to know that is going on and why. So can you explain a little bit about, you know, what that's all about and why it's important to the artists?
So as a small business owner, selling products, both wholesale and retail, are important, just as it is with artwork. And we help facilitate a day of wholesale purchasing with buyers. These are gallery owners. These are people who run businesses or corporations, may have small shops that they want to carry products that, one, engage the audience, but reiterates buying local. We've seen a plethora of businesses that have popped up who really want to cement that they are local businesses and they are local economy drivers. And so anyone who has a resale certificate for a business can bring that certificate with them because we want them to show proof that they in fact have a business. But coming in, they can come into the show free as well. And on the Friday, the wholesale day, it's not open to the public. So there's more of an opportunity for you to go in and have a conversation with an artist about their artwork, because that is one of the key elements in the purchase of someone's art is connecting the story. And we think that storytelling is a big part of that process. So when you get to come in, you get to meet the artist, you get to see what the inspiration is from what they do, hear the story of how they come about their artwork and what it means and the impression that it has. Then you have that story plus the product, and you go back out into your store and you're now able to tell that story and make that connection for your clients. It's very powerful, but we want to facilitate that opportunity to transact with wholesale accounts, because that's just as important as the retail aspect of it. A lot of businesses build relationships with companies and with galleries, and they become lifelong partners. And so having that time to reconnect with them or to meet new buyers is great. And when I talk about new too, I mean, we have every year there are new artists that come into the show. And so that's our opportunity to introduce them to the wholesale buying community. The 3 days that we have the show, the wholesale day and the two retail days, we generate more than $1 million in economic drive and in sales. That's not only the artwork itself, but that is people who have come to Lexington for the show. They stop and eat somewhere. They may stay in a hotel. They buy gas. So all these things contribute to Kentucky's local economy. And we draw people in from all over, not just in Kentucky, but from states that touch on Kentucky. So it's not unusual to have somebody drive 3 hours from another state to get to the show so they can connect with an artist or artists that they follow or want to buy products from. And so, you know, that is a wonderful opportunity to show the value that a show like this plays in the local economy. Not only are we helping small business owners, but, you know, we're helping boost the local economy through those sales, and they can continue on with their careers.
Well, thank you for because I think that's important. Even though the public can't be there that day, I think it's important to talk about that aspect of it, because I've talked to artists before who do the show, and it may be the only show that they do all year, and they do it specifically for that wholesale day because of the sales, the potential for sales that they can do. They make the bulk of their income on that day, which is just, it's kind of staggering to me when I hear them and say that one day can make such a difference.
Kentucky is very unique in that there really is a lot of local support to buy from the maker, to buy handmade products. And when you look across the nation at other states and other programs, we are very unique in that we're one of a handful of states that offer a show like this that showcases its local artists and local performers and all the different medias of art. That shows you the value that people place on it, but also what the arts play in the economy as an economic driver. And, you know, we've talked a couple times already reminding people that these are small business owners. That entrepreneurial spirit that they have is amazing. It is what New Kentucky Home is based on. the values that we see in our artists and help facilitate through technical assistance as an agency. I mean, we really have a lot of offerings for people who are artists or who are maybe on the fence about, can I make a career out of this, or can I start a business and do this? Just the opportunity to network and connect with some of those artists at the show is very inspiring to a whole range of people in their art mediums and where they are in their careers. But it's a great opportunity for people to learn more about how to be a small business owner or to be represented as an artist.
And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but that feature, having a wholesale day, is, you don't see that often with other shows, whether they're produced by a nonprofit or as a commercial interest. They have an event, but they're open to the public, and they don't have a day set aside for just wholesale buyers, correct?
Yeah, with the wholesale day too, I see it as kind of a learning lab, and there's no other state-sponsored program like this for artists that provide an opportunity to learn. Wholesale day, because there's less traffic and you're more one-on-one with the businesses themselves, you're learning about wholesaling. You're learning about how to put your items in your booth in the best light. Lighting's very important, and so you get to spend some time adjusting, you know, lighting in your booth so that it really focuses in on pieces. You also learn about, like, what are distractions in my booth, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is have a very busy background around pieces of artwork. So what do you do to minimize that so that the focus is on the art itself? The artist also has an opportunity to talk to their neighbors. They may say, like, wow, I love how your booth's set up. How did you do that? And they get in a conversation about it. They may talk about accessibility, making sure that your booth is accessible to not only people who are walking, but if you are in a wheelchair or that you are using a walker, that you can get in and out of the booth very easy without trip hazards or getting caught on something, or that you can reach those items. So there are a lot of things like that, that as a small business owner, but as an artist, that you have to consider. And I think having that day to talk, discuss, test things, and work on them, best experience you can get as a small business owner presenting yourself, because, you know, this is one show that we do. Imagine that this artist may go and participate in festivals throughout the spring and summer. And, you know, this community has a lot of festivals. And so you seek out these artists. But when you're doing an indoor show versus an outdoor show, and you're in the elements versus you're inside a building, there are a lot of considerations. And so I think they get the opportunity to test this, to experience it, to work on it. And like I said, the artist community are very supportive of each other. So if they've already experienced it, and it may not have been a great experience, they will share that knowledge with you so that maybe you don't have to go through that same mistake yourself.
It's not, because being at the show and talking with it, you don't get the sense that they're, even in a room full of people that they are competing with, that you don't get the sense that they're competing with each other.
Right.
I want to return to what something we talked about earlier, that you mentioned that entry to the show is free, which is fantastic. But I know that's not always been the case, and I'm curious as to what removing that barrier of admission price has done for the show itself in terms of maybe attendance, and also maybe some anecdotal pieces of information that you've gotten from visitors, and what it's meant for the artists who are there showing and selling their work.
I think it has removed a barrier to entry that a lot of people don't think about. And having the ability to remove that barrier so that people of all age groups, and I'm talking from children all the way up to, mature individuals, that you have removed that so that they can come and experience art. The thing we want to do is facilitate making as direct a connection with you and the artist, so that the artist can tell their story, so that the artists can showcase their artwork, and that you will take that artwork and take it home and tell the stories over and over, or that you let that be part of your life philosophy, is that you invest in your community, that you contribute to it, that you connect with the artists, that you are a gift giver of local artwork pieces, or that you take in performances and that you can tell stories and connect with that outside of the show itself. So we feel like it has removed a barrier in that sense, because, you know, to gain access for parking into the horse park itself is one barrier, but then you get in and, oh, now I have to pay another fee. And so we've heard from passionate people in the past who have voiced their concerns about that and their opinions, and we've taken all that into consideration. So we feel like it makes it a lot easier for you to make that direct connection to the artists themselves.
So you could now you could bring a carload of people and only pay $10 to get in.
Yes,
but.
And we heavily encourage that.
So. Yes, yes. but not have to worry about everybody in the car spending another, you know, I don't know, maybe $10 to get into the show too. So that's.
And the great thing too about the horse park is it's very accessible. The Alltech Arena is a state-of-the-art arena. And to get to it, you know, there are a lot of accessible ways to get into the show itself. There is an elevator there to get you from the lower floor where, like, the hands-on activities and our folklife stage and other things that are going on with the market stage itself, you can easily access those. And so, you know, we've even tested this that, you know, if you are in a wheelchair and needed assistance to get in and out of the show, there are doors that open for you. The thresholds have very little bump to them. But you can get in onto the floors and gain access to anything in the show very easily. And so you think about that too with strollers. How can you navigate the space in there? So, yeah, we're thrilled with the space.
So with removing that barrier of cost, obviously that's a benefit to the public who is coming in. Has it, for the artists, has it maybe put people, the visitors, in more of a spending mood that, you know, they don't have to worry about that admission charge, and maybe they're feeling like, oh, I can spend some money here? And have you noticed that?
Well, it would be my opinion that, yes, they have more money that they can invest in the art itself. I also think that when they are, you know, on the fence about buying something, it's very easy to remind them that you didn't have a cost of admission to get in here. So, you know, having an extra $10 or $15 to spend is beneficial to the artist.
Well, the Kentucky Crafted Market is possibly the most visible thing that the Arts Council produces in the calendar year. But I also know that's just really the tip of the iceberg in what the Arts Council does. And since I've got you here, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about what other things the Arts Council does the other 300 and some odd days of the year to support and promote creativity in Kentucky.
So we are a resource to Kentuckians as it relates to arts and culture. We are a grantor, so there are a number of grant opportunities that we make available. Because we're talking about the market show, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Kentucky Crafted itself. Every year there is a jurying process in which artists can apply to be in the program. Now, it's very competitive, and, you know, we're looking for the top tier, best showcase, you know, of your art. But it is an opportunity for you to learn what it takes to be that caliber of an artist. The critiques itself provide valuable information to an artist who's working on becoming a small business owner or wanting to take their items and begin selling them. So I think just going through the process itself is invaluable. But those that are accepted into the program have the opportunity to participate in the Kentucky Crafted Market. And on top of that, We have a lot of technical assistance, and we do webinars, and we do workshops in which you can learn about different elements of being a small business owner, from wholesaling to booth setup to marketing materials. Maybe it's you need help drafting your artist statement.
Maybe that taboo topic of pricing your work, too, which is
exactly
a lot of people are so afraid to.
And, you know, a lot of people come to it and find that I didn't even think about the value of my time in making the product. I was just thinking about the material cost itself. And so I think we bring an awareness to them of all the components that go into pricing that, and then how to price for wholesale accounts versus, you know, the retail. We also have Kentucky Writers Day coming up April 24th. Every year we celebrate it, and this is in honor of Robert Penn Warren's birthday. And every 2 years we induct a poet laureate. And so it's a great day of celebrating the literary arts, and we, you know, have a public event around that. Our current poet laureate, Kathleen Driscoll, was inducted last year, and she has been touring the state, celebrating the literary arts, connecting with writers and with people who like to read not only her books, but like to read in general, book clubs, and having, you know, very in-depth discussions about characters, about the writing process itself. And, you know, we will be celebrating again on April 24th this year. There are a number of grants that are coming up with deadlines, a lot happening in the month of March. So if you're an arts organization looking for operational support, if you are an individual artist that's looking to work in school systems or to get on one of our directories to be able to showcase yourself, there are opportunities there to be a part of that. We have the Kentucky Peer Advisory Network, which is a wonderful program that connects artists with professionals for up to 6-hour consultancies that we pay for them to work with you one-on-one, whether it's an arts organization looking for ways to fundraise, maybe it's board development. If you're an individual and you're wanting to work on your webpage or your social media presence, we have these consultants that will work with you on a plan and give you advice on how to do that. A number of our advisors are working artists who have been you know, in this field for many years. And so they can kind of give you a lot of insight to help you as you are navigating those processes.
Well, I know you mentioned Writer's Day, and we hope to have Kathleen Driscoll on here in advance of Writer's Day. So, Kathleen, if you're listening, keep an eye on your email inbox. So, the Kentucky Crafted Market, an all-star roster of Kentucky art, live music, hands-on activities, Kentucky proud food vendors. Where can people learn more about the Kentucky Crafted Market and the other things that the other Arts Council events and programs?
So you can visit our website, artscouncil.ky.gov. And from there, you can easily navigate to learn about programs, grants, events that are going on. And there's an opportunity for you to sign up for our newsletter. And each month, our newsletter is filled with upcoming dates of grant opportunities that are happening, not only with the Kentucky Arts Council, but in regionally, like with our partners like South Arts or the National Endowment for the Arts. We also will tell you of upcoming events and anything newsworthy in the arts that we feel like would help further your career or engage you in public events that are happening. So those are the easiest ways for you to access information about the Kentucky Arts Council.
Well, I want to thank Chris Cathers, Executive Director of the Kentucky Arts Council, for being here with me today. The Kentucky Crafted Market is free and open to the public March 7th and 8th at the Kentucky Horse Park's Alltech Arena. Again, admission is free. Parking is $10. So thank you, Chris, for being with us.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.